Want to do the program with me again?
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, by the way, a few weeks ago, Dan and I got together again.
Oh.
So we're doing the show in the morning. Dan's not here, and he wanted me to give you his love. He's on the road. He's going to be doing baseball, too, and he's going to be calling me from various cities. But you look wonderful.
Thank you. I feel great.
How many years has it been when, I mean, I will never forget, never, ever forget it. Honest to God, couldn't sleep at night a couple of nights when this all happened. How many years has it been now?
It has been 9 years. 9 years since I received the heart.
And when you did, and after you recovered, and boy, I want to tell you, I remember how it was around here until that happened. You have really, really dedicated really your life to this. And when I read some of the information that the folks sent me about your 32-year-old son, just
yes.
Tell me that story. What this is miraculous.
It is miraculous, and it's very strange that it happened to me, to our family again. My husband has a sister named Emily, and she lives in Long Island. And she got pregnant with her son the same time I got pregnant with mine. And we're very close. We're a close family. So we used to laugh and say, oh, what if we have the same gender? Maybe they'll be friends. And she had her boy in August 24th, and I had Richard October 24th. So they were only 2 months apart. And they are such good friends. They've always been good friends. Her son was very active and crazy, and he'd climb trees. My son is very quiet. He's a studious kid. So they weren't alike in their personalities, but they loved each other. So her son developed a liver disease called PSC. It's a very treacherous disease. It actually eats the liver.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
He turned yellow. He lost so much weight. And he's a comedy writer. He's a very funny guy. He lived at the time in New York City. And when he got so bad that he needed a transplant last year, his sister wrote to every member of the family and to friends and said, my son is very sick. He needs a new liver. Would you consider being a donor? When my son heard that, he went right to Mount Sinai Hospital, which is where Dan was being treated, and he said, sign me up. Check me out. Am I perfect for this transplant? They checked him out. He was perfect.
Really?
He was a perfect match for
his
cousin.
Wow.
Which is very unusual. My daughter also went to the hospital, too. I think they understood the importance of this. But the doctor said, you're the one, Rich. You're the one we're going to take the liver from. So it was this winter, January 17th, they had the surgery, and we parents went with him. So he went to Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, and they actually took him early in the morning, and they removed half of Richard's liver. This is a guy who never had any health problems, but he did this because he loved his cousin. So they opened him up, and they removed half of his liver, and then they sewed him back up. And they took that liver and they brought it to his cousin, who was in an adjoining surgical room.
Uh-huh.
And they removed his liver entirely and put Richard's half in him. Now, the liver regenerates.
Oh, yeah.
My son said you could feel it regenerating in your body. It happens very quickly. My son was back to work 4 weeks later, perfectly fine. And Danny is going back to work this week. Took him a little longer. It was a much bigger surgery for him. Because he lost his liver. But he's doing really well. He looks so happy. His complexion, he looks great.
Beth Bradley, my special, special guest. Pardon me.
Sure.
You know, things like this are truly miracles.
Yes, absolutely.
They really are. They really, really are, Beth. And to have you sitting here beside me this morning now, I didn't realize, but there are more than 110,740 people who are waiting for organ transplants.
Yes.
And that is an amazing number. Thousands more need tissue. And what is the difference now when we say they need tissue? What are they speaking about?
They're talking about skin, veins, your eyes. There are different pieces of you that are considered tissue.
Uh-huh.
Bones also are another thing you can donate. There's a lot of the body that you can donate to help people.
What should somebody, if somebody's listening now, okay, and they say, I want to donate, what do they have to fill out? How do they go about it? So if something happens that they have given their, whatever it be, their liver or a part of their body for a donation, how do they go about that, Beth?
The best thing to do is go to donatelife.net. Donatelife.net. And that will hook you up with the organ bank. And you just fill out paperwork. And the best way to do it really is when you're getting your license. When you're getting your license, they ask you, would you like to be an organ donor? And that's the time when you...
I have it on my license.
Do you have a little heart on your license?
Yeah.
That's a great thing to do.
And I think my producer does.
And you don't even have to worry about it because you'll be gone. And then your body can save so many people's lives. It's like being a life, you know, like being a lifesaver. You're the one who jumps in the pool and rescues all these poor people who need organs, livers, kidneys, so many things. And they're going to die if they don't get them. You can also be a living donor, as my son was. You could give a kidney. We have two kidneys. You can give one and survive and save someone's life. There are other ways that you can donate, but it's such an important mission.
So this is what they have to do, and it's right on your license.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
When you get your license, they will ask you.
Yeah. Now, Beth, when you first found out that this was going to happen, how long did the process take?
Well, it was actually a medical accident. I had a heart attack when I was 48 years old and working here. It was crazy because I was in perfect health, but I had a heart attack. And the place that I went to, which I cannot mention, performed an angiogram. And during the angiogram, a mistake was made, and the major cardiac artery was bisected. So it split in half.
Oh, boy.
And once that happens, your heart is done. They can't fix that. And as a result of that, they had to keep me alive in order to get me to Boston, where a doctor said...
Now, I remember that part. I remember those days.
Yes. They were dark days.
Boy, they sure were.
They told my husband I was not going to survive, and they prepared my children for my death, which was very sad. My daughter was 19. You know, it was tough.
But
here I am.
Here you are.
Good as ever.
Seriously, it's a miracle. There's no question. And these are the things that people, I think, should do. From the standpoint that, you know, you're gone.
Yes.
And you can still help somebody.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing, is right. Now, what are some of the things that you have done since I know that you're really involved, some of the stories?
Well, I think what's important to know is I finally met my donor's family.
Really?
I have a picture of my donor, which maybe Donna can put that up for you. It's a young man. His name was Daniel Arnold.
So this is...
That's the guy whose heart beats in my chest.
Oh, my God.
He was a handsome guy. He lived in Southwick, Massachusetts, which is only 30 minutes from my house. He was a motocross racer. He was a daredevil. And he won a lot of awards for motocross racing. And he had an accident during a race. And he was dead instantly. He snapped his neck. And they flew his body to Maine. And that's where his mother, who I finally met, made the decision to donate his organs. That's the mother. I met her last spring. And it was a very moving time because every year I wrote her a letter thanking her for doing this and telling her I would love to meet her. She never responded. And then one day last year, she sent me a picture of him, but it didn't have his name or the address. But she said he died in a motocross accident. I looked that up online, and up came the information.
Handsome young man.
Handsome young man. He was 36.
36. So once you met the mother, how did that transpire?
It was very emotional. I met her at a Donate Life luncheon. We were honoring people who died and donated organs.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to meet me, so we met in the back of the room, and she burst into tears. She said, "Can I listen to your chest?" I said, "Of course you can." So she put her head on my chest and listened to her son's heartbeat. And she said, "It's strong." I said, "Very strong. I'm taking really good care of it." And it was just a very emotional day for us. I think it gave us closure for her to know that her son's heart was being well protected by me,
mm-hmm.
and to know that I'm promoting the work of donating organs, that that's my job now, is to do that. I think it gave us both closure.
So, again, how many years has it been?
9.
9 years. You look fabulous. You look the same.
I feel great. I work out all the time.
You haven't aged at all.
Thank you, Brad. What a good friend.
You haven't. And I remember the days and the broadcast that we did together.
Yes, the dark days.
Yep. Oh, and there's...
There I am on a machine.
Yep, and there's a picture. There's Dan. There.
Yes, yep. My friend.
And... He knew that I was going to interview you today, and he said, give her a hug for me, and I'm going to tell him when he gets back, he'll be back in about 7 days, that you brought a picture.
Do. And here's our walk, which is coming up.
Oh, yeah. When is this?
The walk is the 29th of April, so it's coming up.
Yeah.
And it's Griffin Park, which is on the Bloomfield Windsor line. And it's a great event. And it just, that walk helps raise awareness about organ donation. It puts our teachers out in the field, helping them teach children and other people why organ donation is so important.
You know, Beth, and I've read about this a lot, and I understand there are young people that really get motivated.
Yes.
Is that true?
It's true. When I talk to kids at driving schools, they really get interested. They're our future. They're the ones who are going to say yes. Even though old people can do it, too. You could be in your 70s, and your liver might be fine. You know, just let a doctor make that decision.
You just struck a nerve with me. What are the organs? Do you have any idea the ones that are requested the most?
Mostly, it's kidneys.
Kidneys?
That's the biggest one.
Really?
It's kidneys, lungs, liver, intestines, pancreas, your corneas, your tendons, the valves, veins, skin, and bone. Those are the organs that we can harvest from a person.
There they are, right there. Yeah. But I've heard that lungs, many people have had that.
Yes. Yes.
Have had that.
That's a big operation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're all big.
When we go back to your time, when was it after you got the match and so forth, how long was it before you were fine again? How long did it take you, Beth?
Well, I waited 22 months to get that heart. When I was sick, no hearts were coming that would fit my body. I'm 5'2", so I'm kind of short, and the heart has to match you in many ways. And nothing was coming. And months and months and months were going by. And I thought, maybe I'm supposed to die. Maybe this is the end of my life. But I looked at my children and thought, I'm not done. That how can this be? And then the heart arrived. Now, when the heart came in, they called me immediately and said, get to Mass General right now. Your heart is on the way. Because it was in a helicopter. It was coming from Maine where he died.
Wow. Wow.
So... I got there, and
You look fabulous.
Thank you. I feel really good,
you
Brad.
Do.
You look great, too. You're taking good care of yourself.
Well, try to.
Yep.
But you really look terrific. But you're busy. You keep busy, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I keep busy. I also read at Chris Radio up the road to the blind. I do that once a week.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
That's a fabulous station.
Yes, I love that place.
There's so many that volunteer.
Yeah.
Volunteer. So you're there once a week?
Once a week. Yeah.
So you're still in the broadcast business?
Still a little bit in the broadcast business, yes.
And the whole family is...
Everybody's doing well. My son is doing great. He's back to work. My daughter is an aspiring actress. She's doing well in New York.
But, no, you... You know, this is amazing when you think about it.
Oh, I know.
I mean, here you are sitting across from me here, right in the same studio you used to be. And it just is amazing what they can do. And all you have to do is just sign up. And
you could be that lifesaver.
I know.
You could be the hero.
I know. And again, they can get all the information. All the information. With what you just
donatelife.net.
And they ask you, and you know, when you get a license, they ask you if you want to be a donor.
Right. And don't forget our walk. It's the 4th annual Blue and Green Walk, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, where's that going to be?
That is going to be on Griffin Road, which is in Bloomfield and Windsor on that line.
I know where it is,
right
on the line.
Yep. And that is going to be a tremendous adventure. I love doing that. So please come. If you'd like more information on it, go to bluegreenwalk.org. Bluegreenwalk.org.
Okay, and this is the date, because I want to plug this.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? So the date is, again?
The 29th.
The 29th.
Which is a Saturday.
Which is a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. No. We're going to absolutely plug this. And I just say it's very easy, you know, if you're getting a driver's license.
Right.
Because they ask you.
Right.
And then they put the little heart, and you're all set.
Now, people worry that if they have that heart on their license and they get in an accident, doctors are going to treat them differently because they're a donor. That's a myth. Doctors,
I never heard that.
That's one of the myths of why people don't donate.
Really?
Doctors' job is to save your life. They're not harvesting your organs. They don't do that until you're dead. It doesn't happen until you're no longer alive. And 3 doctors will pronounce you dead. It's not a small deal. It's a big deal to be an organ donor. You'll be treated with utmost respect.
Well, that's good to know.
Yes, yes.
Because a lot of people, you know, you put your... the little heart on the card, but I would never think that. Thought that.
No.
But there are people who think that happens.
One man said he wouldn't be a donor because he was afraid his organs would go to someone from Saudi Arabia. He said that to me.
Really?
And I said, are you kidding me? The person has to be nearby and has to have been on a waiting list and approved by a medical team. That's not going to happen.
Well,
but you hear all kinds of rumors.
Of course, of course. Well, anyway, give me the date again for the big walk.
April 29th.
April the 29th. And there's a telephone number that we can reach. You got any kind of a number, Beth, that people can call? Because I want you to what I want you to do when you leave the studio is write some of this information down.
Okay.
So that I can have it, so that I can promote this.
Okay.
For the 29th, okay?
Sure.
Because I want to do that.
I think the best thing to give you is the address, which is bluegreenwalk.org.
Bluegreenwalk.org.
Right.
Okay. Okay, Beth.
Thank you so much,
Love
Brad.
You.
Love you, too.
You look fabulous.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you. Beth Bradley.